Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Pippin's joining us now. Pip, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, always great to be with you. One of the nicest people ever. A smooth swinger on the golf course, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know. And I would say that Bill better be careful. He might get Wally Pipped. You know, remember the old Wally Pipped, Lou Gehrig?
Sure.
Lou Gehrig took over. That goes way, way back there. I'm aging myself. Even I wasn't around at that time. But you're a terrific talent. I'm glad that the big unit can come to you for relief, and he deserves it.
Yeah, no, it's always a great opportunity to fill in and do a solo show. It ain't easy. Let me tell you that right now. It ain't easy, right. But it is great experience and very fortunate to be doing it, Pip. I appreciate it. Before I get your thoughts on really some of these Wisconsin sports teams, including the Milwaukee Brewers that are just treading water right now, tell us a little bit about the Wisconsin sports stream and what's that all about?
Well, first, Joe, thank you for the opportunity to do so in front of your great listeners. And, you know, I mean that sincerely. We have history that goes way back, as you say, both at Fox 6 and with your fine station. And we started a podcast up. I was approached soon after retirement. By golly, it's probably it was 2 years ago this past February, so time flies. And it didn't seem like the right time, personally or professionally. I knew I wanted to do something, Lord willing, if blessed with health. But it just, I think, was a good time for me to step back and just take a pause. And so we did that, and then eventually, I think it was back in December, got together with a couple of fellas, great guys, Mike Betker and Brent Young, and on the air with me, Packers historian John Dodds, and you know Jay-Z, you know him quite well. I've been on the Marquette scene forever, covered the Packers for 40 years. John Dodds is the Packers historian. And he was a then Oakland Raiders scout for a while. That's how much knowledge he has. He does statistics for Wayne Larrabee on the radio broadcast of Packers games. And he said, Pip, I've been doing this forever. It'd be nice to try to make a few dollars if we could. So we come together, and we've been recording at a wonderful place in Heartland called Enters Sports Bar and Tavern. Pat Enters is the owner. He's been very gracious. Had some live audiences. That was fun. And then we said, well, we want to try to get some real eyeballs to it. And so we turned to Leroy Butler, who, as you know, is very active in the sports media market, one of your teammates, and on social network, he has all those eyeballs, and so we're trying to sell it. Well, in the midst of all this, relatively recently, as you say, here comes WisconsinSportsStream.com. They have a fantastic studio with an awesome set, and Tom Kurtz is someone who ran the roundtable at Spectrum, and he, along with Jason Ruff, another former Fox Sixer, as Tom was, wonderful photographers. He has his own People Creative business. So, in essence, we're now a conglomeration. So, if people go to WisconsinSportsStream.com or the Tom Pippin Show, or but I think in particular for now, they'll see us on set, and the look is fantastic. And we're doing a roundtable. It's called the Sports Thread, Joe. We hope to have you on sometime, I would think. We just got done with Doug Russell and J.R. Radcliffe. We've had Tim Van Voren as a guest, along with Lance Allen, and even more. So a lot of great people, and it's on a weekly basis. So there's a lot of content up there already at WisconsinSportsStream.com. Subscriptions are available for that. Nominal, probably $40 for the entire year, and you'll get your fix of sports, because unlike TV especially, but even radio, as you're aware, and I have to be aware right now, there are time constraints, but not so with the stream. We just go on and get all our thoughts out, and it's something that we hope will be very interactive for those who are out there, not only listening but watching, because like the video podcast that I've been blessed to be a small part of, the WSS is video-centric, so that makes it unique and kind of fun.
Yeah, people nowadays like to watch videos more so than read articles, and that's the kind of the sad part about it, but that's what you want. Videos grab more attention. So WisconsinSportsStream.com is where you can check it out. A lot of good stuff already happening there. Pip, I want to transition over to sports. I want to get your thoughts on this Milwaukee Brewers team. How do you look at this team? I mean, is this underachieving? Is this who they are? Is this a team that maybe it makes more sense to be sellers at the trade deadline than buyers? How do you look at the Brewers right now?
Well, I don't want to see them be sellers. Obviously, it's a bit premature, but you bring up a good point, Joe. If they continue in this fashion, they have played below 500 ball for some time now. That might be out there. I choose to try to be a little bit more positive, not that you're being negative, but you know what I'm saying. In terms of this team, they're still in the picture. The NL Central has been down all year, but we see the Cubs are starting to do what they should do. So you're saying, hey, can the Brewers do this? I'd like to think so. Last year, everything came at the right time, it seemed. You know, everybody had great seasons. They had relative health. This year, starting offensively, Jesus Aguilar starting to get a little bit, but my goodness, he's had a tough stretch since the All-Star break last year when he was an All-Star. And Eric Thames is coming out a little bit, but they've had a hole or two. Mike Moustakas, great pickup again. He's so thankful he was out there All-Star season. Yasmani Grandal, the same. But I think you have to look to the pitching and say, what in the world is going on other than Brandon Woodruff, who's been outstanding, and he could even hit a little bit, and Zach Davies. Other guys have been disappointing, and I'm mystified by Corbin Burnes. Corey Knebel out all year, we know that, with the arm issue, the Tommy John. So you've got a hole in the bullpen, and other than Josh Hader, I think that's the big problem. Night in and night out, when he goes to his bullpen talking about Craig Counsell, they, for the most part, have not been able. And then when they get good pitching, you know, it's tough to score runs. Right. Christian Yelich is having another historical season. This All-Star just continues to rake. But you've had issues with Lorenzo Cain because of his injury. So I think overall, Counsell said it best. And this is what happened last year, Joe. You remember when they made their run. They were getting contributions from everyone across the board. This year, that's not been the case, save a couple of the names that we've mentioned. And that has to change if they're going to stay in this race and have a serious consideration to be someone either who's playing postseason because they win the division or as a wild card.
Yeah, it's a very complicated situation for the Brewers, and we're still a couple of weeks away from the trade deadline. There's certainly a lot of needs here for this Brewers team, but I just don't know if everything can be addressed. It's going to be a really tall task for David Stearns and company. We're talking with Tom Pippins, longtime sportscaster, now part of the Wisconsin Sports Stream. You can check out his stuff at wisconsinsportsstream.com. Let's shift over to the Bucks, Pip. You know, the Bucks were able to retain pretty much everyone on this roster outside of Malcolm Brogdon. Do you still see them as the favorites in the Eastern Conference?
You know, I do. I was disappointed they couldn't keep Brogdon, but you couldn't get everybody, and you knew he was going to be offered a bunch of money. So I think they did what they could. They trade him to Indiana. They get a first and a couple of seconds, I believe. And in re-signing George Hill, I like Wesley Matthews out of Marquette for a year. Robin Lopez, they re-signed his brother and then bring him in. George Hill, to me, is huge. I think that he was so very good in postseason. His playoff experience, he's a savvy vet. You got to have those kinds of players to win. You knew that they had to get Chris Middleton. Hey, you want to keep Giannis happy. So I think for the most part, they've done a very good job. And I'd like to think that they will be there at the end for the Eastern Conference. Philadelphia, with Kawhi Leonard going over to the Clippers and getting out of the conference, I think you take a look at Philadelphia, though, and they sign Al Horford. They're a team, the Sixers, have been a pretty tough matchup with that good young talent across the board. So I think they would be, all things being equal, they would be the ones who could give them the best run for their money. But I think there's a great shot for these Milwaukee Bucks to take that next step, especially when Giannis, who you mentioned earlier in your show, Joe, is being celebrated as the MVP and say, I'm only 60% of where I want to be. Well, I don't know about that. You got to get the outside shot and hit him from the charity stripe. We found that, especially against Toronto, when they could put four wide down there at the baseline and wall him in when his teammates weren't necessarily hitting shots. But I love that attitude, and I think he wants to be here. I think he wants the championship. He's got the want to that all the great ones have. So I'm encouraged. The more I talk about, hey, last year, you know, I was disappointed the way it ended, no question, the four straight losses. But that was a historically great season with 60 wins and best record in all of the NBA. And I think, Joe, they can build on that. And, again, if they're blessed with health, I think they will.
All right, well, let me ask you this. Let's go over to the Green Bay Packers. Are you encouraged by what the Packers have with Matt LaFleur, with Aaron Rodgers, trying to figure all that out, trying to make sure they get on the same page, and then also the defense, the fact that those guys have taken another step and you keep Mike Pettine? I feel like I'm more promised by what the defense has to offer than what the offense has to offer. How do you see that?
Well, with this sports thread, we had Doug Russell and J.R. Ratcliffe on just before our segment, and that's the point that they made, that Pettine is someone who's just great to have back. I think he's one of the finest defensive minds. I think he made chicken salad, if you will, last year with all the shortcomings that they had there and injuries. And so the infusion of the free agency, I love to see them, you know, good out there and spending some money. And what they did in the draft, it really excites me. They move up to get him, and he's going to be playing safety. You've got Amos coming over from the Bears, the Smiths. So I think this defense has a chance to be really good. I like what they drafted, you know, the first-round player. It's Gary, isn't it? I get him confused here and there. I think this kid's going to be a very good player if he's blessed with health. He's had that shoulder injury. So defensively, as you say, they might just – be able to help the offense out, and you need that. The last time, as we remember, the Packers won the Super Bowl. They had an outstanding defense, even with all their injuries, and they have got to have that to help Rodgers out. I think most important, the dynamic has been talked about ad infinitum between Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. I think these two are going to get it on. I think they're going to do great. They'll come to a compromise. Aaron understands his legacy could be tied into this. He knows of the criticism with Mike McCarthy that he received on his shoulders last year. He hasn't been healthy. He's got that edge on his shoulder. Are there enough weapons for the offense? I think that they're really depending on the young receivers to make that jump from year one to year two. You have Davante Adams, a returning Jimmy Graham. So I think Aaron Jones back there. I think the potential, I like what they did with some of the draftees on that side of the ball. I think the potential is there, Joe, if all things come together, and so many things must, as they often do. We talked about the Brewers earlier. It just was magical that way. You need that. But if it happens, I think they could wrest the division back from the Vikings, and I think they have a chance to get to the postseason and go deep.
Pip, I hope you're right. We'll see how this plays out with the Green Bay Packers. Hard to believe training camp is about 10 days away, and then we all reset and we try to figure out what this Packers team is going to look like come September. He is Tom Pippins, longtime sportscaster here in Milwaukee, and now is launching the Wisconsin Sports Stream. Has already done a few shows. You can follow them on Twitter at WSS Stream. You can follow Pip on Twitter at Pippins, P-I-P-I-N-E-S, Tom. And go to WisconsinSportsStream.com for all that good stuff that he's putting together there. Pip, thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Joe, being with you and the listeners, like the window on Aaron Rodgers, I know my window is closing here, but hope to do it again. It was a great privilege, and yeah, I think we can be positive with those Pack. I think they're going to excite us. That's what I'm banking on. Have a great one, Jay-Z, and keep on shining.
Yeah, you too, Pip. Take care, man. Always good to get Tom Pippins on. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.